welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. I bet everyone knows by now this is the official podcast of Five Feline Farm.
Yes, it is. It is the official podcast.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're having a really good time doing this.
We are. Yeah. At first, it was a little rough. And if you go back to listen to about our first 25 episodes, you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, these guys are goofballs. And you probably think it even more now.
True. True. But now you have evidence.
It's much more natural now.
It is. And I really like doing it.
I like to do it too. And I can talk all day.
It's funny that we can come up with a new topic every week.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of windy though, especially me.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm doing my fair share.
But anyway, thank you for listening to us and putting up with us.
We get great feedback.
We do.
We appreciate that when
people
you
we don't
talk
even realize
about that
are listening to us, and even out in the community, someone will say, "Oh, I loved your last podcast." And we got a lot of comments on the Gillespies.
Yes,
and
we
when
did.
We've done interviews in the past, we have people that have made a lot of comments. So we need to do more interviews.
Maybe. We will. Yeah. We will. We have some planned, some ideas about those. So keep coming back. Yeah. You just never know. Today, as we referenced in our last podcast, we're going to give you updates on some growth that we have experienced in our business over the past few months. And we had to expand our, well, I shouldn't say our ability because I do labeling, but other than that, Donna does all of the balm making. And I have
it's
to be
the balm.
I have to be careful about how I say balms.
Balms.
There has to be a good way because we are not making anything to do with blowing up anything.
No, it's an there's an L in there.
Yes, B-A-L-M. And I'm not sure how well that comes across in my little East Central Illinois accent.
I hope it comes across okay.
Yes.
So we're making lip balms and hand balms and other balms.
So our original balm was Beak Balm, and I think we've talked when we had Martha and Cheryl in the studio, we talked with them about how we named Beak Balm.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that line of balms has just really continued to expand to the point that we had to do a new setup to have all of that equipment and ingredient and packaging and everything in one location.
Yeah, because before it was most of the materials, jars, wax, you know, all the things that I use to make the balms and essential oils, all those were in a closet, but it was just really, we didn't make them very often.
Right.
And now I am making balms. That really does sound weird. Making
balms.
Skin treatment.
There we go. That's
skin
clear.
Skin treatment products almost every single week because we have such there's such an interest in
yes,
them.
And just a demand.
Yeah, there's a demand for them, so we have to stock bigger quantities of all of the products that we're using, packaging and all of that. So I kind of ran out of space.
And it was time to give you a dedicated space.
Yeah.
You'd been doing those in the kitchen. You'd been dragging everything downstairs
every
from
time.
The closet every time. And it's just time to have all that together.
Yep.
So Donna now has a workbench in the basement with storage that is dedicated to making balms.
Yep. It's really cool.
It is. And I'm kind of hopeful and pushing her maybe a bit to expand into some other types of products she can make at that station.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you more about those down the road.
Yep.
So I want to hear more about the latest scent that you have created due to a customer request. And when we were open at the last mercantile opening, I heard someone ask you about this, and there's a little bit of a story that goes with this particular combination of essential oils.
Do you want the long story or the short story?
Well, you know, the medium story.
Okay, so I'll shorten it a lot.
I'll cut you off if I need to, because I do the editing.
Yeah, that's true. So who knows? I'm sure I'm saying some really brilliant things that get cut out of this podcast. So just, you know, send me a message or something if you want to know what else I said.
Our listeners will never know.
You don't want to know, trust me. So some of you may have heard of a thieves, like thieves,
as in crook, burglars,
someone who steals stuff, thieves, oil, and its healing properties. So we have had people ask us, because we do a lot of essential oils, and ask us about a thieves blend. And so I did some research on that and looked at, you know, what all was in it and what it was all about. And it dates back to, it's a combination of scents, and it dates back to the 15th century from what I can find online.
That's a while ago.
It's a couple of years ago, before me even.
Right, and before either, before Five Feline Farm.
Before Five Feline Farm. So back in the 15th century, during the bubonic plague, I believe, of course, that was highly contagious and people died from it.
Yeah, that's and, plague. It was bad.
Yeah, it was a plague and people died. And so these thieves would rob the bodies, you know, of jewelry, whatever, money, whatever they had, but they didn't get sick. And so when they were finally caught, they ask, the authorities ask them, you know, how did you keep from dying? And so they, to get some leniency on their sentence, they gave, you know, this is the combination of oils that they use to protect themselves. You know, so take it as you will, but it dates back to that time, and we've had a lot of people ask for this. So I have created our own thieves blend. And of course, since we're Five Feline Farm, we couldn't just call it thieves.
No.
And it is called Cat Burglar.
Love it. Cat Burglar.
I know, Cat Burglar.
I'm going to give that some cowbell.
Thank you. So it is all essential oils, and it has clove, cinnamon, eucalyptus, lemon, and rosemary. And you'll see some different formulas, and I studied several different ones, and that was kind of the one that I decided to mix those essential oils together.
It smells delightful.
Yeah, if nothing else, it smells wonderful.
That's right.
And I have made it into a, just like a, kind of like a lip balm. Really, it's more of a rainy balm formula, so it's a little bit softer, but it has beeswax, coconut oil, sweet almond oil, and vitamin E oil.
So still
base.
All natural.
Yeah, it's all natural, and then it has those essential oils in it. That's it. And it comes in a little tin, and you can research all those different scents and just look at the health benefits. And that's one of the things, and we may do another podcast sometime on the natural cleaning and things that we are really moving toward and getting away from all of those chemicals and things. But when I read about the healing properties, it's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Antiseptic, antiviral. So a lot of people use it if they're exposed to people maybe that have colds. I've seen people use it for sinuses. You can use it just as a balm, you know, to protect your hands. And, you know, particularly if you're in an area where it's germy this time of the year, you know, there's flu and cold and all that kind of stuff. So I can't really attest to the healing properties of it.
We make no official claim
absolutely
to
not
healing. However, You had a small wound on your arm.
Yeah, I had a, I don't know, who knows? I probably got caught in a briar or something. I don't know. But I had something, a place on my arm that I noticed a couple days ago that was starting to look, you know, just a little bit infected. And so yesterday, I just put a little bit of the cat burglar bomb on it. Thought, you know, it can't hurt anything. And I had forgot about it. And so right before we did this podcast, you know, we were talking about the balm and all that. And I said, well, let me take a look at that. It's almost gone.
It is.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened there, but I can barely see it. It was really kind of strange because I had totally forgotten about it.
So it works for us.
It does.
That's what we can tell you.
Yeah.
And
try
it's
a nice scent, if nothing else. It's a wonderful combination of scents. And when I was making it in the house, it just smelled so nice because you've got the clove and cinnamon and eucalyptus and all those nice scents anyway.
So that will be available both at the Mercantile or in our online Mercantile.
We almost sold out this week, so I need to get busy and make some more.
You'll be back down at your
laboratory. Yes. I need a lab coat.
You do need a lab coat.
I already have the crazy hair, so.
You do need a lab coat. Yeah. We'll see what we can do about that.
Okay.
And I have not seen yet, but I heard that you have some pictures of your new setup out there on social media.
Yep. So you're going to see it.
Yeah, so check out our social media
accounts. The mad scientist.
There are no words.
Okay.
I had a request for a new scone flavor.
Yes.
In the past week, so we tried that out, and it sold. It was wonderful. It was to try a savory scone with herbs. I'd like to do some with cheese also, but I have to get that recipe tested. So I did two herb-flavored scones for one particular customer. Thank you, Vicky, for the idea. And I did a Tuscan sunset blend, and that
Yum.
Is an herb blend.
We had to try that one first.
Oh, my. That one is delicious. It has a lovely Italian herb combination, and I sourced that at Penzi's. And then I also did an oregano thyme blend, and those just smelled wonderful.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, I have a feeling that may be something we may start to offer a little more.
I think so. If you're interested in something like that.
Not sweet.
Not sweet at all.
And right now I'm thinking of things not sweet because I've had so much
sweet stuff. But these are nice accompaniments with spaghetti. We ate it with lasagna, a
little
salad,
olive oil,
soup. Right. So just a savory bread to have with a
delicious
meal or on its own.
Yeah.
So we do try to be responsive to customer requests when at all possible. So if you have an idea for us, if it's something we can work out and seems doable, who knows? We may give it a shot.
And one more just real quick, something else that we've seen that has increased in interest is our roasted coffee.
Oh, yes.
And we have gone from a very small coffee roaster to now being able to roast a pound at a time.
Because that was
huge.
Because
we are custom roasting. We had this week, we had a request for a custom roast for a Christmas gift.
Yes.
So I will be roasting up exactly what the customer wants. She wants two different, a medium and a dark. So we're going to do those and grind those for her, and it'll make a great Christmas gift. So that's fun.
That is fun.
It.
We really are trying to meet customer requests and do those very small batch, homemade quality items for our customers.
Yep. So it's fun. Love it.
It is fun. Love that.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.